My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
95.7, The Game.
30 years.
It's a long time, Mark.
Oh, my gosh.
Long time.
Well, it's, I mean,
when you say it like that, It feels like more than since 1994, because 1994 doesn't feel 30 years ago. But when you say 30 years and you think about 1994, it suddenly feels 30 years ago.
The math works, Dibs.
I checked it with
multiple sources tell me that 1994 was 30 years ago. And then they won the Super Bowl in what was probably still January of 1995. And it'll be 30 years from then that this Super Bowl that we're all talking about right now comes to be. So will the Niners be in it again? We'll find out. But I think that that's kind of something we'd love to talk to you all about today. Good afternoon, Willard and Dibs. Thanks for being with us. 888-957-9570. Your calls are welcome as we take you right up to the start of the 2024-25 NFL season. The wait is over.
Oh,
three
man.
Hours
yeah.
and 6 minutes. Mark it.
Maybe we can get some music to pump us up before we get to kickoff, because there's something about NFL music, even the old NFL films with John Facenda and the rest of it. But it's been a tradition of music and the NFL have connected in so many ways that it's always an easy way to get jacked up for a game that's only 3 hours away now.
We'll do it later for sure.
Okay.
Because I don't know about you. I've been driving around all day, and even lovely Christy and I were doing this yesterday where I was almost like testing her, except for I didn't even know the answers. Like, I just, like, those beats are just in your head. Which one is that? I don't know. Is that Sunday? Is that Thursday? I have no idea. But these little threads have been in my head for 48 hours now when I'm driving around, and they're driving me nuts because those need to be associated with kickoff.
Yes.
And so, yeah. 3 hours.
And that's going to be a weird one, too, when the opening kickoff of the season happens and it's that kickoff. And I know I'm getting used to it slowly but surely, but just seeing it, it feels a little bit weird.
You're talking about the new rule.
The new kickoff.
Well, go ahead and describe it, because I bet a bunch of people who are listening,
if you haven't
like,
watched preseason
yeah,
football.
Like, I don't know. What does it look like?
Well, the kicking team used to line up next to the kicker, and now the kicking team is 20 or 25 yards further downfield. So the kicker's by himself, and he kicks it, and the kick doesn't really start until somebody catches it or the ball hits the ground, and then we engage.
Right.
We engage and we hand fight from 5 yards apart.
Yep. So you jam everybody inside, basically the 30 and the 20. You put the returner back there by himself. If it goes into the end zone, you get it automatically at the 35.
35, yeah.
Right. But if you can drop it in the bucket in between basically the 20 and the goal line, yep. then
Must
you catch
returned.
It and you get a return. However, you don't have the incredible head start that leads directly to CTE.
In theory.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's not like they're protected out there, but it's yet another reason why the NFL can go see.
Right.
We care about people.
And also, the NFL was thinking that this would spur more returns. And when there are returns, there's more action because the only head start is the guy returning the ball, theoretically, because the other players are engaged after a 5-yard buffer apart. So there have been more big kick returns, but I'm afraid as we get into the season, you're going to see more touchbacks. Teams willing to let the other
probably.
Team start at the 35.
Yeah, probably, which is wild because it's really good field position. It may well lead to higher scores in the NFL.
Yeah,
and so yay fantasy
yay
teams
because yeah.
everybody loves it. I actually have gotten to the point in the NFL where I feel bad for defensive players. Every year they come up with something new to make their life harder. Absolutely make their life harder. And nobody cares because all of us are doing the exact same thing. You heard Guru do it 10 minutes ago. He's like, all right, Willard, here we go. We're starting tonight. I'm like, okay, who do you have? He's like, no one. And neither
right,
do I.
Right.
So we don't start tonight. But that's what people are excited about.
Yeah.
I've been listening for days now. Everybody, I got Rasheed Rice, and I got
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, my son.
And I got the Chiefs defense.
Took him to the doctor today, and while we're waiting from the nurse to go to the doctor, I, you know, do what any American would do, or pull out my phone and just check an email, seeing if anything's going on,
yeah.
and bloop, there it comes. Somebody offered Jude Zay Flowers for Debo Samuel. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, aren't you supposed to be in school right now? Like,
exactly.
Stop! It is, but I mean, that's where we are. That's where we are. Everybody.
Did he take the trade? I like that. I like
man.
The trade. Zay
no.
Flowers is going to have a big year.
For Debo? No,
yeah.
he laughed at that.
Yeah, we'll
Not
see.
Up.
Against Debo.
He goes, I ain't trading Niners. Plus, the Zay Flowers guy was trying to like lure him in, like, well, watch your guy tonight? Well, watch your guy tonight?
Nice.
Zay Flowers? No. Not
fifth grader sending trade proposals during reading?
Well, no, this is in Abe's league. So this was a senior
okay, gotcha.
Sending a fifth grader.
That's awkward.
A trade request. At 10 in the morning on a Thursday,
yeah.
get back to class, you jerk.
Totally.
Leave my son alone. Anyway, but that's where we're all at. But I want to, like, how does this hit everybody? And what does it do with regard to sort of, like, your intensity, your thirst for a Super Bowl? It's been 30 years.
Mm.
How does that grab you? Just dibs?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's been 30 years.
It kind of shocks me, even though I know that. And I know where I was the last time when they won the Super Bowl. I was back home living in Marin after a long stint down at Cal State Northridge, 5 glorious junior years. And so I have memories of that Super Bowl, and it's hard to think about what's happened since then. 30 years ago, it's shocking. But if you go through what happened from that Super Bowl win to where we sit today, there are so many ups and downs with this franchise, this organization, but the undercurrent for the most part has been they've been good. They've been knocking on the door. Yep. They had multiple stretches where they had really good teams and yet unable to get across that line.
You know what might be fun because of the way you just said that is to ask people, 888-957-9570, when you look at 49er football over the last 30 years, what emotion comes to mind? Because, you know, they're comparing them to the New York Giants. And it's like I can answer four New Yorkers. What emotion? Angry. I'm angry.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Because A, you're in New York, and B, it's a dumpster fire. It's $40 million to a quarterback you don't think is any good. It's all of those things. This one's a little bit more intricate. And so I wonder, what emotion, 49er fans, are you feeling as you start this season with the backdrop being it's been 30 years? And I don't think angry is the answer because you're looking at a regime that is playing very good football.
Yeah, I think the feeling is it's anxiety. You're just anxious because you really want this to end. And if you're, I don't know, my age or even your age, somebody like Shasky and Monte, they were young enough or old enough. They were 11, I think, when they won the last Super Bowl. So that's an age where you've got memory and it counts in your lifetime. But if you think about from then to now, you had a good little Mariucci run, 4 playoffs in 6 years, couldn't get over the hump. Then you had the vast desert of Nolan and Singletary and Tom Sula 1.0. And that was like a coordinator every year for Alex Smith. And he's got small hands and they're not good enough. And oh my God, they didn't make the playoffs for 8 straight years. Then you got Harbaugh and you got a nice Harbaugh fleur. You were close and then he blew it up. Tom Sula 2.0 and then Kelly. And then you got to what we have now. So you've had 3 stints and none of those stints has netted a Super Bowl. So it's been a little up and down, but for the most part, I just looked, Mark, 13 playoff berths in 30 years. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Every other year, that's pretty good. And obviously, if you want to do it in a vacuum and in a small sample, how often have they been to the playoffs in the last 6 years? What? It's almost every year.
4 of 6.
Yeah.
Four of six.
So is anxious your word? Is that your word?
Yes, because
anxious.
You're ready for it to be over. And you realize that this team is good enough to do it as last year's was. So it's almost, and you've said this a lot, like stay in the moment, game by game, play by play. And I love that idea, but I almost want to just rush to January and see who we play in the playoffs.
That's actually
where the anxiety comes from.
Right. But that's where my discomfort comes from, which is like, I don't want to, like, I do know this. One of the emotions I feel when we get to January, if the 49ers are still in it, that's wonderful. But I'm also a little sad. Like, I don't want the... Here's one thing I promise you. You're going to wake up tomorrow. It's going to be week 5. You are going to wake... Especially with
That's
what
a long
we,
night's sleep.
Especially with what we've been through the last 5 months, 6 months.
Jeez.
You're going to wake up tomorrow, and it's going to be week 8. You're like, holy... Whoa.
Slow this thing down.
Fantasy season's half over? Chill.
There are 272 games in an NFL season. So after
tonight, there's only going to be 271.
And after Friday, we're down to 270.
Oh, crap. It's moving too fast, Ibs.
After Monday, we'll be down to 256.
That hurt.
You know, seriously, though, you're right, though. But when you get to week 5 and you start having teams get byes, and it might be week 4, but you start to realize that, you know, this thing's humming, and then you buy a pumpkin, and where are we going for Thanksgiving? And you know, pick your December holiday, and you're right. It does go too fast. So I'm going to try and stay in the moment, but my emotions, it's anxiety.
Anxious and anxiety, I get that. 650 texted in Xfinity mobile text line and said restless. I think that's a good one,
yeah.
Let's go live to a 28-year-old who has absolutely no idea what it's like to win a ring. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Grandy, how are you? What are you feeling?
I think Dibs has the right word. It's anxious for me. It's a little bit anxiety-inducing, and part of the reason why is because you're talking about how often they've gone to the playoffs lately. It's not just a playoff appearance. It's at least an NFC championship game appearance every time they make the playoffs.
The good part of that is when they get to the playoffs, they start winning games.
Clearly, it's a good thing, but they haven't been able to get the ultimate prize.
I thought you were going to say desperate. I thought you were going to say desperate.
I feel a little bit of that.
I remember you last January. You and Evan Giddings walking around here looked desperate. You looked like that person at the blackjack table who's like, I can't afford to lose. Like, we're like, right?
You know, I hate that guy.
The difference between when you walk into the Bellagio or the Imperial Palace, it's the different people. You got the Bellagio's in there. People have got their feet up and they're like, if I lose 2K tonight, whatever, hon, want to go to dinner? And then you go to the IP and there's people over there grinding on doubling down $5.
The IP, rest in peace, by the way.
That's, yes. What's it called now? That turned into the...
The Link.
The Link.
I believe.
Exactly.
I love The Link.
We stayed there a couple years ago. I bet you are.
To Grandy, your point about, you know, you're used to not only making it, but going deep. The last time that they were one and done in the playoffs was 2001. And that was...
Wow!
Yeah, was that the comeback over the Giants in the playoffs?
They lost the wild card. No, the last time they lost their first playoff game was 2001.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, they lost the division, conference, Super Bowl, conference, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, conference, Super Bowl.
How many playoff appearances in a row without losing, with winning their first game?
That would be...
What are we at, 10?
Eight. Appearances in a row where you win a game.
Where you at least win a game.
Yep. And no Super Bowls
and
to show
none.
For it.
That's so
annoying.
Restless and
just
I think
teasing
anxious.
Me.
Yeah, it's a tease.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a little bit carrot on the string. And, you know, like I was saying, the last 30 years, Mariucci had a good little run. 4 of 6 years, he made the playoffs. And, you know, they never made it to the Super Bowl. They lost the conference championship game in his first year. And then the Harbaugh run felt longer than it really was. And that is, to me, a little bit of like, what if he wasn't such a wackadoo? Maybe he could have had a good long run. But now this, the Shanahan, it feels even more real and more, you know, long lasting than the other two good regimes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.